Up next, we have Russ. Take it away.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by a wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Russ,
oh my god, it's Russ.
And it's Russ and the Gash.
Fangirls.
Fangirls.
Can I just say that my favorite thing about talking about Russ right now is that Russ is not here, so he can't, like, one-up me, because he's always one-upping me. He's always just, like, a little bit better, and I'm like, oh, Russ. But he's, like, so good, and I can't deny the Russness of him.
Oh. He's Russ. Only one word can describe Russ, and it's Russ. Russ.
Yeah, like, seriously. But, this was good. I mean, Val was all, I hate this song.
I hate this song so much.
She's like, I hate this song. And I'm like, but it's Russ. And she's like, I hate this song.
Exactly like that. I hate it.
Ugh. I hate this song. Yeah, she like became like this weird, annoying, like.
A troll. Yeah, I hate this song.
This like really obnoxious, like nerdy person. Like, I hate this song. I wish I knew somebody who actually talked like that. He's just like,
ew.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be so funny. Sean talks like that sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Sonic.
There you go. Make him talk like that all the time.
What, like?
Like a nerd, like, ew. Pokemon!
Pokemon! I'm Sonic Mega, and I like Pokemon. I don't think Sean will appreciate it. It's funny though. It's worth it. But maybe we should talk about Russ.
Yeah.
Wait, is that even a problem? Like, of course we're gonna talk about Russ because we love Russ. Okay.
Russ love.
This was really. I thought this was really good. It was Russ like. It was very typical Russ, and it was beautifully sang and not pitchy and on key and.
Yes. It was flawless. Your lower range is awesome.
Yes.
Your vibrato is awesome.
Your, lower range
your emotion
is so beautiful.
Was awesome.
Oh, I love your lower range. It's just like so good for you. Like when you say, like, I love it. But I have to say, I am quite the fan of your upper register.
Yeah.
I miss you. That's my favorite song that you do. So good. Okay. I'm done.
I think it's funny that, like, in the email, it just says, like, Lone Star Audition, and then it says, read my web novel, and there's a link.
Wait, it does?
I just wanted to mention that. Yeah.
It totally does not say that in my email.
That's what it says on mine. Like, in the subject, it said Lone Star Audition, and it said, read my web novel.
I still haven't read Russ's web novel. It's
I
really,
haven't either.
It's really long.
Well, I've read a couple of chapters. It's good,
I'm
but
sure
it's long.
I'm sure it's fantastic. I just, yeah, no, there's, my email's blank.
Oh.
Mine
says that, yeah.
That's so weird. No, but, like, I mean, the thing about it is like, I'm sure it's great because it's Russ, and he's awesome.
Yeah.
But, like, I just haven't had the time to read it because I'm, like, and, like, sometimes when I do have time, I end up just, like, sitting listening to music. I just, like, sit in my bed and I, like, listen to music and, like, talk to people. I'm, like, such a dork.
Gasp.
But anyway, we're done. We're done.
Read his novel.
Everybody should read Russ's web novel because it's Russ and he's awesome. And everybody should just, like, love Russ because he's great.
Yes. Anyone who doesn't love Russ sucks. Blech. There.
Blech. Blech. I'm Sonic Mega and I love Russ. I really like doing this nerd voice. I think it's really funny. Okay, I'm gonna stop. Signing off.
Done.
Up next, we have Maddie. Take it away.
I get a feeling in me when I remember all those crazy days and crazier nights. Can't you hear the music playing? must have heard them sing. We're gonna wrap them up and light up the night. Oh, Atlanta, I hear you calling. I'm coming back to you one fine day. And no need to worry, ain't no hurry. I'm on my way back to Georgia. I'm on my way back to Georgia.
Maddie!
Yay!
I was really excited when you said you wanted to audition. That made me really happy.
Me too.
Because you're good on performance.
Yeah, and we need more girls. So. Like,
yeah.
We might not. I don't know.
Wait, do we need more girls?
I don't know. I just said it randomly.
I think we're pretty even right now. Yeah. I think right now we have 2 guys, 2 girls.
Yeah. So never mind. I'm stupid.
But it's nice to have, like, strong, like, really strong woman voice.
Yeah.
Really strong woman voice. Because I feel like that's what you have. I really liked this. I liked the belting at the end. Yeah, I thought your energy was high, and it was well done, well executed. What did you think, Val?
Yeah, the energy was good, and you have the nice... You have, like, a really good country voice. It reminds me of, like, the, like, power country singers, like, Reba, it reminded me of, and I love Reba, so...
Val loves Reba!
Reba!
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Like, I could picture her doing Carrie Underwood really well, too. Yeah, I definitely thought that you brought it, and you definitely had a really good style to your voice for this song and stuff. I thought you did.
It was sassy.
Yeah, it was hot.
Hot, yeah, woo! Sexy.
Sweet.
A couple of the belting parts, I thought you kind of went off key, but the energy and the rest of the performance made up for it. So I don't care. Yeah.
Good job, Maddie.
Yay.
Woohoo. I know. This was good. I liked it.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Everyone's been so good tonight.
I know. People have been well, I mean, lol. But yeah, no, like 3 really strong auditions.
Yeah.
Really strong. So it's going to be a tough decision tonight.
It will.
So, all right, well, let's keep going.
Yep.
I'm done.
Dude.
Up next, we have Monty. Take it away.
I do not count what I've lost, what I'm losing. I am a traveler with no fixed abode. All of the gifts yesterday spent refusing may well be waiting further down the road. I tried to take every chance I was given, but if luck's a lady, she never showed. There's more to life than just making a living. My life is waiting further down the road. Further down the road, I can see the light. Further down the road, everything will be all right. Further down the road, I will be free. Further down the road, heaven waits for me.
Monty. Monty, I love you.
Everyone loves Monty. Anyone who doesn't sucks.
This is what you said about Russ, too.
Exactly.
That's like, anyone who doesn't love Monty and Russ, they can suck. Monty... This is so weird to hear, because it was like British country. It was so funny. It was really cool. I was really happy that you auditioned, because I feel like this isn't a genre that you normally sing for some reason.
Yeah.
I just get the feeling that's not a Monty genre. But
a monra.
But you still pulled it off really well. I think, Valk, you mentioned this earlier, so do you want to talk about this?
Yeah, you sounded really nasal, and it made me sad. I don't know if you were trying to put on a voice or something, but it was nasal.
Yeah, it definitely had, like, I think it really sounded like you were trying to not sound, like, Southern or, like, country-ish, but, like, it sounded like you were trying to not sound British, I thought.
Yeah, it's true.
It didn't sound like you were trying to sound like anything in particular. It sounded like you were trying to sound not British.
And it was, like, a higher, like, key song, so that could be a factor, too.
Yeah. And there was, like, a moment of, like, at the very, very beginning, there was, like, one little section that sounded, like, off for, like, a second, but it still sounded really good.
Yeah, this was really good.
This was a really good audition. I was pleased. I was like, Monty sounds pretty.
But I don't know, the energy sounded a little... it was like so-so.
Really?
I don't know.
I thought she had a lot of energy at the beginning, and then I thought that it kind of like leveled out when she was singing further down the road, because she like repeated that a couple times, and I think that was kind of where it like not dropped for me, but it felt repetitive. But it wasn't low energy; it just felt a little repetitive.
Yeah, that's probably.
But I feel like that's the nature of the song more than.
Mm-hmm.
Her energy. I don't know. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense.
I don't know. That's just my personal.
That's probably it. Because it didn't sound like low energy, but it sounded to me like it was lacking something. But I don't know.
Yeah, it was still really good though.
Yeah.
Your voice. I love your voice quality. Like just the tone of it is so pretty. You just always
and
sound
cute.
Like really pretty. So I really like that about your voice in general.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I like you. But that doesn't... Yeah.
That doesn't mean a bad thing, like, when Dylan says it.
I like... Oh, yeah, he does. He's like,
I
like
you. I like you as a person.
Mm. Yeah. I like you. And I should stop trying to do impressions of people, because it's really just not working.
Dylan is just, I'm Dylan Collins.
I know. Dylan always does that same voice for impressions. Like, like, I love the one when he's like, I'm Buttersticks and I love Isle Monty. In that, like, in BFF. Whenever I hear that, I just, like, laugh. Sometimes I listen to it just so that I can get a laugh. Because I... like, just thinking about it makes me kind of laugh. Oh, boy. This was good.
Oh, Dylan. Ha ha ha.
Oh, Dylan.
Derp.
Derp. Oh, Monty.
Oh, Monty. Ha ha. Derp.
I'm excited that we got Monty.
Yeah.
To audition.
Yay.
Way to audition, Monty. Good job. All right, I'm good.
Me too.
All right. Done.